Thank you for joining us on this Good Friday. Our special Holy Week programming continues now with the Stations of the Cross with Father Rocky from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay on Relevant Radio.
Wherever you are at this very moment, whether at home, in the office, in the car, on a plane, on a train, wherever you are, welcome to this special broadcast of the Stations of the Cross on Relevant Radio. And we're broadcasting this traditional devotion, the Stations of the Cross, from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. My name's Father Rocky, and it's an honor to be able to be with you for the next hour for this devotion. And I'm joined by Suzanne Chalowski. We're broadcasting this right now on Good Friday across America. I know many of you would like to be in church right now, but sometimes that's just not possible, given your work schedule or your family duties. We're doing our best to bring these devotions to you during Holy Week. So we're broadcasting on those stations as well as on relevantradio.com. That's our website, the Relevant Radio app, as well as on our Facebook pages and our YouTube pages. And if you're following us on that, you can actually beam it to your big screen TV and you will see marvelous pictures of the Stations of the Cross at the Shrine of Christ's Passion in St. John, Indiana. This broadcast is being brought to you by the Shrine of Christ's Passion in St. John, Indiana. That's just about 45 minutes south of the Loop in Chicago. It's also being brought to you by scepterpress.org, and they have furnished us with the wonderful meditations, which we will pray today, written and composed by St. Jose Maria. He was the founder of Opus Dei. I'm a priest of Opus Dei, and I'm familiar with many various versions of Stations of the Cross, written by holy people, written by saints. But of all of them, I find this the most wonderful because it really brings out the humanity of Christ. St. Jose Maria, during the course of his lifetime, had meditated deeply upon the sacred scriptures in his quest and in his hunger to seek Christ, to find Christ, and to love Christ. So we'll be reading those from the book. And in between each station, we'll sing a hymn of a sacred song. And if there's a time at the end, we will also pray the traditional hymn known as the Stabat Mater. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My Lord and my God, under the loving eyes of our Mother, we are making ready to accompany you along this path of sorrow, which was the price paid for our redemption. We wish to suffer all that you suffered, to offer you our poor, contrite hearts, because you are innocent, and yet you are going to die for us, who are the only really guilty ones. My Mother, Virgin of Sorrows, help us to relive those bitter hours which your Son wished to spend on earth, so that we, who were made from a handful of clay, may finally live in Liber Tatum Gloriae Filiorum Dei, which is Latin for in the freedom and glory of the children of God. The first station is Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
It is after 10 in the morning. The trial is moving to its close. There's been no conclusive evidence. The judge knows that his enemies have handed Jesus over to him out of envy, and he tries an absurd move, a choice between Barabbas, a criminal accused of robbery and murder, and Jesus, who says he is Christ. The people choose Barabbas, and Pilate exclaims, "What am I to do then with Jesus?" They all reply, "Crucify him." The judge insists, "Why? What evil has he done?" Once again, they respond, shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate is frightened by the growing uproar, so he sends for water and washes his hands in the sight of the people, saying as he does so, I am innocent of the blood of this just man. It is your affair. And having had Jesus scourged, he hands him over to them to be crucified. Their frenzied and possessed throats fall silent, as if God had already been vanquished. Jesus is all alone. Far off now are the days when the words of the man God brought light and hope to men's hearts. Those long processions of sick people whom he healed. The triumphant acclaim of Jerusalem when the Lord arrived, riding on a gentle donkey. If only men had wanted to give a different outlet for God's love. If only you and I had recognized the day of the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? The second station is Jesus takes up his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Outside the city to the northwest of Jerusalem, there is a little hill. Golgotha is its name in Aramaic, Locus Calvarii in Latin, the place of skulls or Calvary. Offering no resistance, Jesus gives himself up to the execution of the sentence. He is to be spared nothing, and upon his shoulders falls the weight of the ignominious cross. But through love, the cross is to become the throne from which he reigns. The people of Jerusalem and those from abroad who have come to the Passover push their way through the city streets to catch a passing glimpse of Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. There is a tumult of voices and now and then short silences, perhaps when Jesus fixes his eyes on someone. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him take up his cross daily and follow me. That's from Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Those were words of Jesus. How lovingly Jesus embraces the wood, which is to bring him to death. Is it not true that as soon as you cease to be afraid of the cross, of what people call the cross, when you've set your will to accept the will of God, then you find happiness? And all your worries, all your sufferings, physical or moral, pass away. Truly, the cross of Jesus is gentle and lovable. There, sorrows cease to count. There is only the joy of knowing that we are co-redeemers with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
Were you there when they nailed him to the tree. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? The third station is Jesus falls the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
The heavy cross cuts and tears into our Lord's shoulders. The crowd has swollen into a multitude, and the legionaries can scarcely contain the angry, surging mob, which, like a river that has burst its banks, flows through the streets and alleyways of Jerusalem. The worn-out body of Jesus staggers now beneath a huge cross. His most loving heart can barely summon up another breath of life for his poor, wounded limbs. To his right and to his left, our Lord sees the multitude moving around like sheep without a shepherd. He could call them one by one by their names, by our names. There they are, those who were fed at the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, those who were cured of their ailments, those he taught by the lakeside, on the mountain, and in the porticos of the temple. A sharp pain pierces the soul of Jesus. Our Lord falls to the ground exhausted. You and I can say nothing. Now we know why the cross of Jesus weighs so much. We weep over our wretched failings and also for the terrible ingratitude of the human heart. From the depths of our soul, there comes an act of real contrition, which lifts us up from the prostration of sin. Jesus has fallen that we might get up, that we might get up once and for all. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
The fourth station is Jesus meets his blessed mother. Were you there when the sun refused to shine? Were you there when the sun refused to shine? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when the sun refused to shine? The fourth station of Jesus meets his blessed mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
No sooner has Jesus risen from his first fall than he meets his blessed mother standing by the wayside where he is passing. With immense love, Mary looks at Jesus and Jesus at his mother. Their eyes meet, and each heart pours into the other its own deep sorrow. Mary's soul is steeped in bitter grief, the grief of Jesus Christ. Oh, all you that pass by the way, look at me and see, was there ever a sorrow to compare with my sorrow? That's from the Old Testament Book of Lamentations, a prophecy. But no one notices, no one pays attention, only Jesus. Simeon's prophecy has been fulfilled. Thine own soul a sword shall pierce. In the dark loneliness of the Passion, Our Lady offers her son a comforting balm of tenderness, of union, of faithfulness, a yes to the divine will. hand in hand with Mary, you and I also want to console Jesus by accepting always and in everything the will of his Father, of our Father. Only thus will we taste the sweetness of Christ's cross and come to embrace it with all the strength of love, carrying it in triumph along the ways of the earth. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? The fifth station is Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus is exhausted. His footsteps become more and more unsteady, and the soldiers are in a hurry to be finished. So when they are going out of the city through the judgment gate, they take hold of a man who's coming in from a farm, a man called Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, and they force him to carry the cross of Jesus. In the whole context of the Passion, this help does not add up to very much. But for Jesus, a smile, a word, a gesture, or a little bit of love is enough for him to pour out his grace bountifully on the soul of his friend. Years later, Simon's sons, Christians by then, will be known and held in high esteem among their brothers in the faith. And it all started with this unexpected meeting with the cross. From the book of Isaiah, Old Testament prophecy, I went to those who were not looking for me. I was found by those that sought me not. At times, the cross appears without our looking for it. It is Christ who is seeking us out. And if by chance, before this unexpected cross, which perhaps is therefore more difficult to understand, your heart were to show repugnance, don't give it consolations. And filled with a noble compassion, when it asks for them, say to it slowly, as one speaking in confidence, heart, heart on the cross, heart on the cross. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
Were you there when the stone was rolled away? Were you there when the stone was rolled away? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Or hear there, when the stone was rolled away. The sixth station is Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
From the Old Testament book of Isaiah, a prophet. There is no beauty in him, nor attractiveness, and we have seen him, and there was no sightliness that we should be attracted to him. Despised and the most abject of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with infirmity, and his look was, as it were, hidden and despised, whereupon we esteemed him not. It is the Son of God who's passing by, a madman, madly in love. A woman, Veronica by name, makes her way through the crowd with a white linen cloth folded in her hands, and with this, she reverently wipes the face of Jesus. Our Lord leaves the impression of his holy face on the three parts of the veil, the beloved face of Jesus, which had smiled upon children and was transfigured with glory on Mount Tabor, is now, as it were, concealed by suffering. But this suffering is our purification. The sweat and the blood, which disfigure and tarnish his features, serve to cleanse us. Lord, help me to decide to tear off, through penance, this pitiful mask that I have fashioned with my wretched doings. Then and only then, by following the path of contemplation and atonement, will my life begin to copy faithfully the features of your life. I will find myself becoming more and more like you. We will be other Christs, Christ himself, ipse Christus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
For the first five stations, I sang one verse each from an American traditional hymn, Were You There When They Crucified My Lord? For the next three stations, I will sing one stanza from another American traditional Lenten hymn, Jesus Walked This Lonesome Valley. Jesus walked this lonesome valley. He had to walk it by himself. Oh, nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk it by himself. The seventh station is Jesus Falls a Second Time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Outside the walls of the city, the body of Jesus again gives way through weakness, and he falls a second time amid the shouts of the crowd and the rough handling of the soldiers. Infirmity of body and bitterness of soul have caused Jesus to fall again. All the sins of men, mine too, weigh down on his sacred humanity. Again, a prophecy from the Old Testament book of Isaiah. He has borne our infirmities and carried our sorrows, and we have taken him for a leper, as one struck by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our iniquities and bruised for our sins. On him fell the punishment that brought us salvation, and by his wounds we have been healed. Jesus stumbles, but his fall lifts us up. His death brings us back to life. To our falling again and again into evil, Jesus responds with his determination to redeem us with an abundance of forgiving. And so that no one may despair, again, he wearily raises himself, embracing the cross. May our stumbles and defeats separate us from him no more, just as a feeble child throws himself contritely into the strong arms of his father. You and I will hold tightly to the yoke of Jesus. Only a contrition and humility like this can transform our human weakness into the fortitude of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
We must walk this lonesome valley. We have to walk it by ourselves. Oh, nobody else can walk it for us. We have to walk it by ourselves. The eighth station is Jesus consoles the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Among the people watching our Lord as he passes by are a number of women who, unable to restrain their compassion, break into tears, perhaps recalling those glorious days spent with Jesus when everyone exclaimed in amazement, "He has done all things well." But our Lord wishes to channel their weeping towards a more supernatural motive. He invites them to weep for sins, which are the cause of the passion, and which will draw down the rigor of divine justice. From the Gospel of Luke, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but for yourselves and for your children. For if they do these things to the greenwood, what shall be done to the dry? Your sins, my sins, the sins of all men, rise up. All the evil we have done and the good that we have neglected to do. The desolate panorama of the countless crimes and iniquities which we would have committed if he, Jesus, had not strengthened us with the light of his most loving glance. How little a life is for making atonement. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
You must go and stand your trial. You have to stand it by yourself. Oh, nobody else can stand it for you. You have to stand it by yourself. The ninth station is Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Our Lord falls for the third time on the slope leading up to Calvary, with only 40 or 50 paces between him and the summit. Jesus can no longer stay on his feet. His strength has failed him, and he lies on the ground in utter exhaustion. From the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, "He offered himself up because it was his will. Abused and ill-treated, he opened not his mouth, as a sheep led to the slaughter, dumb as a lamb before its shearers. Everyone against him, the people of the city and those from abroad and the Pharisees and the soldiers and the chief priests, all of them executioners, his mother, my mother, weeps. Jesus fulfills the will of his Father. Poor, naked, generous, what's there left for him to surrender? He loved me and delivered himself up unto death for me. My God, may I hate sin and unite myself to you, taking the holy cross into my arms so that I, in my turn, may fulfill your most lovable will, stripped of every earthly attachment with no other goal but your glory, generously, not keeping anything back, offering myself with you in a perfect holocaust. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
And for the next several stations, I'll continue with a traditional sacred hymn for Holy Week. It's known as O Sacred Head Surrounded. The original lyrics were composed by St. Bernard of Clairvaux in the Middle Ages, and the musical score was written and composed by Bach for his Passion Chorale of St. Matthew. O sacred head surrounded by crown of piercing thorn, O bleeding head so wounded, reviled and put to scorn, our sins have marred the glory of thy most holy face. Yet angel hosts adore thee and tremble as they gaze. The 10th station is Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, Christ, and we bless you.
Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
When our Lord arrives at Calvary, he is given some wine to drink mixed with gall as a narcotic to lessen in some way the pain of the crucifixion. But Jesus, after tasting it to show his gratitude for that kind service, he has not wanted to drink. He gives himself up to death with a full freedom of love. Then the soldiers strip Christ of his garments from the book of Isaiah. From the soles of his feet to the top of his head, there is nothing healthy in him. Wounds and bruises and swelling sores, they're not bound up, nor dressed, nor anointed with oil. The executioners take his garments and divide them into four parts, but the cloak is without seam. So they say, it would be better not to tear it, but let us cast lots for it to see whose it shall be. Thus scripture is again fulfilled. They divided my garments among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. Despoiled, stripped, left in the most absolute poverty, our Lord is left with nothing save the wood of the cross. For us to reach God, Christ is the way. But Christ is on the cross. And to climb up to the cross, we must have our heart free, not tied to earthly things. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
I see thy strength and vigor all fading in the strife, and death with cruel rigor bereaving thee of life. O agony and dying, O love to sinners free, Jesus, all grace supplying, O turn thy face on me. The 11th station is Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Now they are crucifying our Lord. And with him, two thieves, one on his right and one on his left. Meanwhile, Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. It is love that has brought Jesus to Calvary. And on the cross, all his gestures, all his words are of love, a love both calm and strong. With a gesture befitting an eternal priest, without father or mother, without lineage, he opens his arms to the whole human race. With the hammer blows with which Jesus is being nailed, there resound the prophetic words of Holy Scripture. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. My people, what have I done to thee? And what have I saddened thee? Answer me. And we, our souls rent with sorrow, say to Jesus in all sincerity, I am yours, and I give my whole self to you. Gladly I accept being nailed myself to your cross, ready to be in the crossroads of this world, a soul dedicated to you, to your glory, to the work of redemption, the co-redemption of the whole human race. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
In this thy bitter passion, Good Shepherd, think of me. With thy most sweet compassion, unworthy though I be, beneath thy cross abiding, forever would I rest. In thy dear love confiding, and with thy presence blessed. The 12th station is Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
On the uppermost part of the cross, the reason for the sentence is written, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And all who pass by insult him, injure at him. If he is the King of Israel, let him come down here and now from the cross. One of the thieves comes to his defense. This man has done no evil. Then turning to Jesus, he makes a humble request full of faith. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus says, truly I say to you, this day you shall be with me in paradise. At the foot of the cross stands his mother, Mary, with other holy women. Jesus looks at her. Then he looks at the disciple whom he loves, and he says to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then he says to the disciple, Behold thy mother. The sun's light is extinguished, and the earth is left in darkness. It is close to 3 o'clock when Jesus cries out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? then knowing that all things are about to be accomplished, that the scriptures may be fulfilled, he says, I am thirsty. The soldiers soak a sponge in vinegar and, placing it on a reed of hyssop, put it to his mouth. Jesus sips the vinegar and exclaims, it is accomplished. The veil of the temple is rent and the earth trembles when the Lord cries out in a loud voice, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit, and he expires. Love sacrifice, it's a fountain of interior life. Love the cross, which is an altar of sacrifice. Love pain until you drink, as Christ did, the very dregs of the chalice. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy.
But death too is my ending, in that dread hour of need, my friendless cause befriending. Lord, to my rescue speed, thyself, O Jesus, trace me, right passage to the grave, and from thy cross embrace me, with arms outstretched to save. The 13th station is Jesus laid in the arms of his blessed mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Mary stands by the cross, engulfed in grief, and John is beside her. But it is getting late. The Jews press for our Lord to be removed from there. Having obtained from Pilate the permission required by Roman law for the burial of condemned prisoners, there comes to Calvary a counselor named Joseph, a good and upright man, a native of Arimathea. He has not consented to their counsel and their doings, but is himself one of those waiting for the kingdom. With him too comes Nicodemus, the same man who earlier visited Jesus by night. He brings with him a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds in weight. These men are not known publicly as disciples of the Master. They were not present at the great miracles, nor did they accompany him on the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. But now, when things have turned bad, when the others have fled, they're not afraid to stand up for their Lord. Between the two of them, they take down the body of Jesus and place it in the arms of his most blessed mother. Mary's grief is renewed. Where is thy beloved gone, O fairest of women? Where has he whom thou lovest gone? And we will seek him with thee. That's from the Old Testament Canticle of Canticles. The Blessed Virgin is our mother, and we do not wish to, we cannot leave her alone. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
And as we contemplate Jesus in the arms of his mother, which inspired the young Michelangelo to sculpt the Pietà, which is in St. Peter's, we can sing this meditative hymn known as Jesus, Remember Me, from the Taizé community. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The 14th station is Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Very near Calvary, in an orchard, Joseph of Arimathea had had a new tomb made, cut out of the rock. Since it is the eve of the solemn Pasch of the Jews, Jesus is laid there. Then Joseph, rolling a great stone, closes the grave door and goes away. Jesus came into the world with nothing. So too with nothing, not even the place where he rests, he has left us. The mother of our Lord, my mother, and the women who have followed the Master from Galilee after taking careful note of everything also take their leave. Night falls. Now it is all over. The work of our redemption has been accomplished. We are now children of God because Jesus has died for us and his death has ransomed us. You and I have been bought at a great price. That's what St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians. We must bring into our life, to make them our own, the life and death of Christ. We must die through mortification and penance, so that Christ may live in us through love, and then follow in the footsteps of Christ with a zeal to co-redeem all mankind. We must give our life for others. That is the only way to live the life of Jesus Christ and to become one and the same thing with him. And now after the 14th station, Suzanne and I will recite an ancient hymn. It's called A Sequence. It's known as the Stabat Mater. It's about Our Lady standing at the foot of the cross. It's from the 13th century, and I will read the first stanza in Latin, and then Suzanne will read the first stanza in English, so you can follow along. You ready?
Ready.
Stabat Mater Dolorosa, Juxta Crucem Lacrimosa, Dum Pendebat Filius.
At the cross her station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping, close to Jesus to the last.
Cuius animam gementem, contristatum et dolentem, per transivit gladius.
Through her heart, his sorrow sharing, all his bitter anguish bearing, now at length the sword has passed.
O quam tristis et afflicta, fuit illa benedicta, mater unigeniti.
Oh, how sad and sore distressed was that mother highly blessed of the soul begotten one.
Quae morebat et dolebat, pia mater tum videbat, nati penis incliti.
Christ above in torment hangs, she beneath beholds the pangs of her dying glorious son.
Quis est homo qui non fleret, matrem Christi fiderit, in tanto supplicio.
Is there one who would not weep, whelmed in miseries so deep, Christ dear mother to behold?
Quis non posit contristare, Christi matrem contemplare, dolentem cum filio.
Can the heart refrain from partaking in her pain? Is that mother's pain untold?
Propicate sui gentes, videt Jesum in tormentis et flagelli subditum.
Bruised, derided, cursed, defiled, she beheld her tender child, all with bloody scourges rent.
Videt suum dulcem natum, mori endo desolatum, dum emisit spiritum.
For the sins of his own nation, saw him hang in desolation, till his spirit forth he sent.
Ea mater fons amoris, me sentiri vim dolores, facu tecum lugiam.
O thou mother, font of love, touched by spirit from above, take my heart with thine accord.
Facut ardiat cor meum in amando Christum Deum, ut sibi complacium.
Make me feel as thou hast felt, make my soul to grow and melt with the love of Christ my God.
Sancta Mater istud agas, crucifixi fige plagas, corde meo valide.
Holy Mother, pierce me through, in my heart each wound renew, of my Savior re-crucified.
Tui nati vulnerate, tam dignati pro me pate, penas mecum divide.
Let me share with thee his pain, for all my sins has slain, who for me in torment died.
Fac me tecum pie flere crucifixi condulere, donec ego vixero.
Let me mingle tears with thee, mourning him who mourned for me all the days that I may live.
Juxta crucem tecum stare, et me tibi sociare in plancto de sidero.
By the cross with thee to stay, there will be thee to weep and pray, is all I ask of thee to give.
Virgo virginum preclara, mihi jam non sis amara, fac me tecum plangere.
Virgin of all virgins best, listen to my font request. Let me share thy grief divine.
Facut portum Christi mortem, passionis fac consortum, et plagas recolere.
Let me to my latest breath in my body bear the death of that dying son of thine.
Fac me plagis vulnerare, fac me cruci inebrare, et cruori filii.
Wounded with his every wound, steep my soul till it hath swooned in his very bloody away.
Flamis ne urar suchensus, per te virgo sim defensus in de e iudici.
Be to me, O virgin nigh, lest in flames I burnt and die in his awful judgment day.
Christi cum sit hinc exiri, da per machem me veniri, et palmam victoriae.
Christ, when thou hast called me hence, be thy mother my defense, be thy cross my victory.
Quando corpus morietur facut anime donator, paradise gloria.
While my body here decays, may my soul thy goodness praise, safe in paradise with thee. Amen.
Amen. And amen is amen in every language. You may not be used to hearing Latin, but it is the universal language of the church. And this prayer, the Stabat Mater, can be found on the Relevant Radio app, both in English and in Latin. And now we're going to finish this hour of the Stations of the Cross with some traditional prayers and devotions, which I find very beautiful, which I'm reading from the Handbook of Prayers, which is available from our sponsor, Scepter Press. So now we're contemplating Jesus who's died. He's in the tomb, and here are our thoughts. We too, O God, will descend into the grave whenever it shall please you, as it shall please you, and wheresoever it shall please you. Let your just decrees be fulfilled. Let our sinful bodies return to their parent dust. But in your great mercy, receive our immortal souls, and when our bodies have risen again, place them likewise in your kingdom, that we may love and bless you forever and ever. Amen. Dear God and Father of mine, Lord of life and death, with an immutable decree, you have established that as a just chastisement for our sins, all of us have to die. Look at me here, bent low before you. From the bottom of my heart, I abhor my past faults, for which I have merited death 1,000 times, a death that I now accept as atonement for my sins and as proof of my submission to your lovable will. O Lord, happily will I die at the moment, in the place, and in the way that you want. And until that day, I will take advantage of the days of life that remain in order to fight against my defects and grow in your love, to break the bonds that tie my heart to creatures, and to prepare my soul to appear in your presence. And from this moment on, I abandon myself without reserve into the arms of your heavenly fatherly providence. It's a powerful prayer. And here's a prayer for happy death. O my Creator and Father, I beg of you the most important of all graces, that of final perseverance and a holy death. Despite the fact that I have greatly misused the life you have given me, grant me the grace to live it well from this moment on, and to end it in your holy love. Let me die as the holy patriarchs died, leaving this valley of tears without sadness to go and enjoy eternal rest in my true homeland. Let me die as did glorious Saint Joseph, accompanied by Jesus and Mary, pronouncing those sweetest of names, which I hope to extol for all eternity. Let me die as did Immaculate Virgin, in the purest of love and with the desire of uniting myself to the only object of my love. Let me die as did Jesus on the cross, fully identified with the will of the Father and made into a holocaust for the sake of love. Jesus, having accepted death for me, grant me the grace of dying in an act of perfect love for you. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, win for me the favor of dying as one of the just. The final prayer is the prayer for the moment of death. O Lord my God, from this moment on, I accept with a good will as something coming from your hand, whatever kind of death you want to send me with all its anguish, pain, and sorrow. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may I sleep and take my rest in peace with you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Stations of the Cross today, Good Friday, from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and virtually as well from the Shrine of Christ's Passion in St. John, Indiana.
Wishing you a blessed Holy Week journey.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is Relevant Radio.
What I really hope to do is to pose questions, in a sense.
Father Simon Says on Relevant Radio.
I think a teacher is really a poser of questions and a salesman. You know, when I taught dead languages to comatose seminarians all those years, I always enjoyed when someone disagreed with me because I said, okay, find the footnote. Prove it. Prove me wrong. And often they did.
Father Simon Says.
Every Christian is supposed to be a scholar. My goal in this is to get you to ask the question and say, is he right? That's crazy. Look it up. We have so much knowledge at our fingertips. So if you disagree with me, please look it up. And if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. We're disciples. We're students.
A Bible study and Catholic Q&A like no other. And a host who's one of a kind.
Father Simon Says.
Untainted by professionalism.
1 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Hope restored. Hearts healed. Lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I am so happy. I have been so disillusioned with my church, my Protestant church, for like 15 years. And I could not figure it out. And I wanted to hear what the Catholics believe from their side of the fence, not from ours. And so I started listening to Relevant Radio, and I feel complete. I'm home. I'm gonna cry. It's a beautiful faith. It is true. It's all true. The sacraments and everything. It's more than my heart can hold, and I'm so happy. My husband's still Protestant, but he's completely supportive of me. And so it's made the transition easy. It has not been easy losing friends at my Protestant church, because that was my entire group of friends. Yeah. But I'm slowly making friends in my parish. So thank you so much, Patrick.
I'm glad. So when you came into the church, you're finding a new circle of friends, fellow parishioners who are hopefully welcoming you and walking with you?
Yes, absolutely. And my sponsor, you're part of that, Patrick. You're part of that transition. I just want to let you know that.
Beautiful. Well, thanks be to God. And here's a thought, Emma. You know, since you've already made the journey and you know what it's like, I would recommend that you tell all of your Protestant friends and all the folk that you knew from the church you came from. See, I would encourage you to listen to Relevant Radio so you can get the other side of the story, just like I did. Maybe share the link, relevantradio.com, with them, and maybe they'll start listening, and maybe some of them will make the journey too.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. Help us change hearts and lives by giving a tax-deductible donation now at relevantradio.com or in the Relevant Radio app. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio.